this fall, probably in October, marks end of 4 years that we've been doing points, well made, believe it or not. And they have been recorded. They were recorded over the years. So if you go to the website, the St. Nectarios website, and go to the media section, you'll find recordings of recent sermons, by Father John, by Father Steve. We also have a couple from Father Kevin when he was here. Unfortunately, we don't have recordings from 2012. They're missing. But anyway, so I was listening to some of the old recordings of me, and I noticed that I was, speaking much slower at that time, and it was better. And I heard, the more recent ones, and I was, talking fast and saying, and all those things you're not supposed to do when you do public speaking. So I'm going to try and be just a little more careful, Anyway, let's go to the Missal. As I've said before, the covers of the Missal are purchased from an organization that prints these, and they send them, if you buy their service, they send them out to you. And it may be relevant and it may be not relevant to what we're doing here at the parish. So this week, it's about a Saint Pulcheria. You can read front and back, actually. We didn't celebrate her today. I don't think her feast day is today. It may be sometime, during this next week or a few days ago. Anyway, that's interesting to read about a saint. So that's that. If you go into the inside, I just want to remind everybody what the various parts of the Divine Liturgy are. And later this fall, we'll go on to some more meatier subjects. But let's just review here. So when you see, those of us who were here at the beginning of the liturgy, we heard the so-called antiphons, the tes presbyes, the through the Theotokos. So here we have antiphon, we have the first antiphon, the second antiphon, the third antiphon. Now antiphon, the word has a particular meaning, and it doesn't mean anti-phon, like against whatever phon is, okay? Antiphon has a particular meaning, and it means something that is sung back and forth, actually repeated, okay? So our church's singing is sort of like built on that. We use that a lot, all the services. That's why we have two choirs. That's the traditional thing. One choir sings one thing, the other choir either repeats or anyway sends something the other way, and it goes back and forth. So the liturgy is also divided into sections, and the first three sections are the first antiphon, the second antiphon, and the third antiphon. And typically, antiphons include a refrain, like through the intercessions of the Theotokos. That's a refrain. And then interspersed are psalm verses, verses from the Bible, okay? Verses from the Psalms, which may change according to a feast day where there are more relevant psalm verses for Christmas than the ones that we would sing for Epiphany or that we would say for Easter or something, okay? On a regular Sunday like today, the verses are pretty much the same as every Sunday. So that is sung back and forth, four or five times. Then the second antiphon, Save Us, O Son of God. I mean, we know these hymns because we sing them, especially those of us who are here on time, We won't call it early anymore. It's on time, right? On time. And then the third antiphon, oftentimes, like when we were growing up, it would just be sung once. And the priests come out with the altar boys and they do the entrance. Sometimes we sneak in a second time, like today, because they were a little bit slow in coming. And, the ladies' choir managed to sing it a second time. It could actually be sung 3 to 4 times, but we don't want to overdo it. But repetition is the mother of learning. So repetition is not bad. But anyway, so that is the third antiphon. And that hymn then will change according to whether it's the Sunday or if it's a feast day at Christmas time, for example. On Christmas Day, we'll sing, instead of a resurrectional hymn, we'll sing the Christmas hymn. And then we keep moving. We have the small entrance, and you no longer see the word antiphon anymore, but that system is still operating. You know, we sing one, they sing another. There's parts that we sing, there's parts that they sing. Actually, like the Holy God hymn, Agios o Theos, it's kind of antiphonal. We sing it back and forth, right? So anyway, let's look at some of the titles of some of the hymns so that you actually won't be put off by what those are. So I said what antiphon means. Then at the third antiphon, resurrectional apolitikion. We've said another time, apolitikion is the dismissal hymn. Obviously, in the divine liturgy, we're not being dismissed. Some of us are just arriving, after all. You know, this is the whatever. But it's called dismissal hymn because it was the dismissal hymn from Vespers the night before, which we only do on special occasions here. So it just it retains that name, apolitikion, the dismissal hymn. And it's usually, in a nutshell, the theme for the day or the theme for the feast. So if somebody, you know, says, well, I'm named after St. Nicholas, they usually know the apolitikion of St. Nicholas. And, you know, pious people who come, all of us who come regularly, you know, to church, we know a certain number of it for Christmas and Easter and those apolitikions. And it's called resurrectional because it's because it has to do with the theme of the resurrection. And we said every Sunday, except if it's another great feast, but every regular Sunday, the main theme is resurrection, like Easter. It's like a little Easter. Every Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection. So there are eight resurrectional hymns. We've spoken again. There are eight sets of hymns in different music for each one, and they're on a rotation. So every 8 weeks, we will sing the one that's here. Right? In that title, it says mode PL.1.AutoMelon. All right, so mode means the scale. It indicates which one of the eight we're in. And it's just, you don't need to know. You're just going to follow what the choir is singing. But, I mean, it actually identifies the hymn for those people who are in the know. PL is short for plagal. So there are four modes and four plagal modes, equaling eight. We could just call them mode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But music theory has its terminology. You know, we're not going to change it. And so it's mode 1, mode 2, mode 3, mode 4, mode plagal of the first, mode plagal of the second, mode plagal of the third, which has a special name called grave mode or varis, and mode plagal of the fourth. So that's what that's just indicating. Which one of the eight? This would be number 5, okay? And then the term automelon. We know automobile, right? We know automaton, right? Okay, automobile means something that moves itself. So auto means self. Melon, mellow, mellow, melody, melody. So this hymn is actually like a model melody that then many other hymns were written patterned against this one. So if we go down, for example, just a cross where you see for the archangel, it says mode 4, you who were lifted. Okay? You who were lifted is the name of the melody that's being used to sing that. But that's not you who were lifted. But it helps us chant it. Okay? But this one here, let us worship, it's the actual one. I mean, it's the, you know, other things get that name. So we have to call it something. We can't call it, you know, patterned after yourself. I mean, we could, but that's what automelon means, okay? Automelon. Now you know forever, church was a learning experience. Who knew that you could learn new words, you know, at church? And I didn't even make that one up. So we go on and we have a set of apolitikia for the archangel, for St. Nectarius, we all know about that. And then we come to a thing called kondakion, and at every liturgy we will sing a kondakion, and it's the last one in that series. And by that time even more people are here, so more of you experience the kondakion. And we said the other day that the kondakion will change from time to time, indicating what festal period we're in. And I will admit that today it's a mistake and it's my fault because I prepare this part. There really should have been the kondakion for the Feast of the Nativity of the Theotokos, which is coming up in 2 days. Let's stand and pray.